You're listening to From the Archives, an NHPR production. I'm Eric Larrabee. Predicting the future of technology is never easy. The incredible capabilities of the smartphone in my pocket today were nearly inconceivable in 1989. That's when NHPR's Leslie Bennett made this fateful comment.
It seems like telephones have gotten as complicated as they're ever going to get. I may regret saying that.
Ouch. Sorry, Leslie. She was speaking from Datatech 89, a business technology trade show in Manchester. The vendors she spoke with shared their visions for office technology in the 90s and beyond.
These fax machines can talk back and forth to each other, and we do have some that are live, actually hooked up to live telephone lines that can, we can talk to Japan if we want to, or Russia, or anywhere else.
That's right. Fax machines were a hot item in 1989. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? What exciting gadgets from today might be a fossil tomorrow? From the archives this week, we revisit Leslie Bennett's story from Datatech 89.
Datatech 89 is the largest business communications trade show in northern New England. Over 50 exhibition booths contain telecommunication systems, mini computers, intelligent networks, and color laser copiers. Gone are the days, it seems, when a desk, a phone, and a typewriter can do the job of a technologically advanced office. According to people at Datatech, the wave of high technology has reached into the world of business offices, and keeping up to date means greater efficiency and staying competitive. Walking around the exhibits and seeing the tables of telephones, computers, facsimile machines, copiers, even video cameras, it seems a whole new vocabulary is needed to understand what technology is now available to all kinds of businesses.
You know, we're really glad to have the opportunity to show all this equipment because there are a lot of people that don't really know yet what the capabilities are. These are operational. They can talk back and forth. These fax machines can talk back and forth to each other. And we do have some that are live, actually hooked up to live telephone lines that can, we can talk to Japan if we want to, or Russia, or anywhere else.
When you talk about voice data, what exactly does that mean?
An example of that would be is I'm talking to you on the telephone and I have a personal computer in front of me and we like to share information back and forth. Let's say, for example, we're both accessing the same file, the same computer system. We bring that information up on the screen. We talk about it over the voice portion and we can communicate back and forth the data, showing each other exactly what we're actually doing as we go about doing it.
Telephones used to be just a matter of sort of picking up and dialing. Now they can send information in terms of facsimile. You're talking about voice and data. It seems like the telephone has reached its own technology level. Is that true?
Yes, it has. We also have voicemail here, so a customer that instead of having a secretary answer the phone, the calls can be forwarded to us to voice storage, and you can use that with all of our phone systems right now.
I've noticed when I pick up a phone or use it, and I get someone on the other end, not even someone, but a thing saying, you know, what is the number you are trying to dial, or please punch in your extension number. Is this part of that?
Well, the phone mail system is what you're talking about. It's in addition to the phone system. You can use it, again, just to answer individual calls, or else you can use it for an attendant directory, attendant assistant. So if you don't want to have the expense of having a person there to answer the telephone calls, phone mail can do that for you.
In terms of what you'll be seeing in the future, any idea?
The future right now is pretty much wide open.
It sure seems like people can't afford to be without a computer these days.
Computers are pretty popular items. Everybody talked about a computer in every home type of thing. There are the different applications we see now, and we see a lot of interesting possibilities for work-at-home type arrangements and different things like that, where you don't really actually need to have a bunch of people in a certain location.
Say 10 years ago, a business had a computer or it used a computer for a certain number of things. Now, it seems like computers are being used in general across the board for a large variety of office maintenance that used to be delegated to, you know, type this, send this, run this off, you know, I need a dozen of those. How is that going to be changing the marketplace? Any idea?
Well, as far as how it works with our telephone systems is that generally now the new PCs can work off the same cabling as the phone systems. So instead of cabling for both the computer and then the telephone system, we necessarily now all you have to do is cable for your phone system, and by using the digital equipment you can interface with the computers. So it saves the customer a lot of time and money. Rather than cabling for both, you only have to cable for one.
What do you see happening in the next era of technology. I'm, you know, maybe it's unfair of me to say that it seems like telephones have gotten as complicated as they're ever going to get. I may regret saying that.
I think what you're going to see more of is more voicemail, where you're going to get a lot more of recorded voices or the personal greeting, rather than having someone do the monotonous job of take a lot of messages. And again, the auto attendant will be a big part. And I think screens on the telephones is something you're going to see. We're actually going to be able to see the telephone number that called you, the person that's calling you, just more information coming over the telephone lines.
The telephone screen is reminiscent of the Jetsons television series. And you think that might happen? When do you think that would happen?
I have no idea when it might happen. I think that more than seeing the person in themselves is that you'll see information. Who's calling you? Your mother is calling, or the phone number, or I think you're going to see it a lot more in the police and fire stations are going to all have that feature, which they already, a lot of them do at this time. They can actually see the numbers that's calling them so that they know if it's an emergency situation, the person's name and their address without the person having to tell them.
And here we have the Model 1040, Model 1040A, and the Model 1040C. The Model 1040 is great for trade shows. And,
this is DataTech's second year, and along with the displays are seminars on how to use tomorrow's technology, with topics like space planning, selecting the right phone system, and how to use electronic mail.
That was Leslie Bennett for NHPR in 1989. We're always uncovering lost stories from the NHPR archives. Use your technology and check back next week for more of the unexpected at nhpr.org.